We're back
We
with K-pop
are.
catch up, and we have a lot to talk about.
It is a very busy list this time, but we've also been gone for a little bit, so makes sense.
It's okay.
It is okay. It just means more to discuss in the episodes, which is always fun.
I love it.
All
I
the
love
chaos.
Catching up with catch up K-pop.
Do you know the segment? Do you want to try that again?
Oh my gosh, as part of the K-pop catch-up, did you know that is it in hyphen? They're in, like, Baby Shark movie?
Yes, I just saw the that.
I was like, what?
They're
good for y'all.
They're going to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on the Baby Shark float.
That's so cute, okay?
It's just really funny, though, to put into perspective because they have done things for, I don't know the little, like, penguin cartoon character that Korea has, but they've done, like, kids' commercials, and none of them.
Oh, the U.S. saw that, and they're like, well, obviously.
Clearly, but it's funny to me because the behind-the-scenes footage of them having to, like, shoot the commercial and the song, you could tell they were, like, trying not to laugh, couldn't take it seriously, and now they're a part of Baby Shark.
They're about to be a part of all...
Oh, the kids!
All the kid stuff. Hey, that's where the... That's a good market.
Well, I mean, they're vampires. They've got the youthful...
Oh, you know, that's smart!
They can just do it forever.
Just like how you always have vampires, you'll always have babies. So.
This is true.
I think that's very smart.
It is very smart. It's very funny, though.
It was so random. I saw it on my TikTok, and I went past it, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait a second.
And I went back, and I kind of looked at it a little bit. I was like, that's so random. I was like, okay. And I continued to scroll, so.
And just wow. Kept going. Yep. It's very, very random, but also very funny. And just
I just wanted to start off lighthearted.
I guess there's not lighthearted things in here. All of it's pretty serious, actually. Never mind. I was like, there's something, isn't
nah,
there?
Nah, it looks pretty serious.
Yeah, it all kind of does. And it's all very, like, I mean, I'm sure we'll make it unserious somehow, because some of this stuff is just ridiculous. But I guess we should just jump into it.
Okay.
So the first thing, and this has been trending for a few weeks now, is apparently there's like a drug bust, a pretty big drug bust happening, and it's kind of overflowed into the K-pop and K-acting sphere. Actor Lee Sun-kyun from the worldwide hit Parasite is under investigation for using illegal drugs, and G-Dragon was apparently also either... I've seen different things for this, but either also detained and or like a notice was issued that he needs to be detained for also the use of illegal drugs. And when they say illegal, I'm wondering if it's like marijuana, just because marijuana is not legal. I don't know.
That's a thing.
They're not talking about like what kind of drugs it is.
Yeah.
But G-Dragon has issued statements that the press has been basically slandering him because he found out that the police wanted to detain him through news articles. They never reached out to him personally. And so he's basically been calling for, like, your... What's that called?
Defamation?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
He's been calling for that. He's been saying, like, you guys are just putting my name on this. And
isn't he always... bought up when this stuff happens? Like, not all the time, but I feel like he's always somebody from Big Bang is always dragged into it.
Yeah, and I think he must have really just gotten tired of it is my guess.
I'm glad you finally can sue for defamation. I've been waiting for that. That's crazy.
Because he has gotten to a point where he's like, look, I found out from news articles that this was happening and that I was involved in it. And he's been calling out news articles, like reporters, for just putting his name on things and being like, what are you doing? But then after this, other rumors started to like immediately follow that female idols were also involved, like Chaewon from Le Sserafin, and then Soyeon from G Idol. And then BTS members' names got dragged into it as well. And the police denied the denied like their involvement. And then the companies issued statements immediately shooting it down as well. But people are still like just randomly throwing it.
How do y'all even know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of different random people. So how do you know? I just want to know how you know.
Yeah.
You got to you have someone like, on the inside.
But like for people to immediately guess a bunch of other people, like, yeah, do you have people on the inside? But then also the police denied it and people were still like, no, that's not right. Like, these people are involved. Like, the police came out and said it wasn't the case.
Unless they busted the person that was doing the dealings and they found out through the stuff they had a list of people where they're like, it's these celebrities that bought from this person. What is this? I'm not about to believe.
But for me, it's the part where it's like the police said no, they're not involved, and people were like, no, they're involved. You got told no. Like,
they're not so different now.
You got told no. What? But all of this goes to say that G-Dragon multiple times has issued statements that he will participate in whatever the police need, like any questioning, coming in, like anything. And news articles, which I think is where it came to be that he got kind of annoyed and was calling defamation, because news articles weren't really focusing on that, where he kept saying that I didn't do it. I'll give them whatever they need. Like, I'll come in for questioning. Like, he's willing to work with them, but reporters don't seem to care about that part.
Yes, GD, you better sue these publicity companies.
Because that's crazy. Yes.
It's crazy. Because it's so different over there than compared to like here.
Mm-hmm. And that's why illegal drugs, like what are these illegal drugs? Because like illegal drugs in America are
totally different.
Are a lot different than illegal drugs.
Whenever I hear illegal, I'm like, this is, you are like hard drugs are being found.
Yeah. Whereas with Korea, it's like marijuana.
Like,
Maybe some heavier narcotics. If
it's heavier.
If being the key word. Because I feel like the last time that I've heard anything about that is when, like, there was the whole drug case and Burning Sun and B.I. had to leave his group. That sort of thing. I feel like that's the last time I heard.
Yeah, no one's hard. Don't do hard drugs, y'all. Like, in general. It's very sad. Don't do that. There are other ways.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's the craziness.
Police force saying no.
Then why do you keep insisting? I think it's just people that don't like the Soyeon thing. I bet it was just because they don't like Idol and they wanted bad publicity to hit Idol. Because there's a lot of people that are still butthurt about the Queen card thing and her not knowing how to write English lyrics correctly and that sort of thing.
Come on, y'all. Let's be real.
But, yeah, I don't know. But on the note of Idol, Soojin, the former member that left in 2021, is making a comeback.
Yay.
She's coming back as a soloist. She found a new company and she's coming back as a soloist. She's going to start promoting music again. She's dropped a few teasers and everything by this point. And I think she dropped an album medley. International fans are very happy about this, me included, because I liked Soojin. And K fans are, well, K netizens are not happy about it. There's a lot of mixed reactions, despite the fact that she cleared her name. And remember, we've discussed this. She's the one that went and got the lawyer herself and like went through all of the processes herself just to clear her name. and did a bunch of like she would give statements, and people still didn't believe her. And so she, despite the fact that she 100% cleared her name, there was even a statement from the lawyer and from who she had hired saying, like, this is what we had found about the situation. People are still like, no. And it's gotten to the point, to the extreme, that Korean netizens are actually telling her, like, we don't want you to come back in music at all. Like, just go away.
Well, we'll see what the numbers do, is all I can say.
At the very least, she has the international fans backing her, so that should be okay.
Mm-hmm. There's so much with, like, bullying scandals and stuff that just so much. But to be able to clear a name and people are still, like, well, essentially that's bullying you.
Yeah, and that is what gets me about this, is Korea has such a bad bullying, school bullying problem, and yet they take idol school bullying rumors so seriously enough that they'll cancel an idol without any proof,
and they don't even do that to their own school system.
And then when there's proof that the idol is innocent, they don't care, but they won't fix the root core of the problem within the school systems, like you said. So it's like, how seriously do you actually take school bullying accusations if you're not actually fixing? You just don't want your idol to be painted in a bad light. And if that's something that comes up, you're willing to just cancel them.
I just think...
But there's a root problem that needs to be addressed.
I just think it's crazy that y'all don't be doing it to... Y'all don't have the same energy to just regular people. Like,
as you do idols. Yeah, celebrities.
That's messed up to me.
Yeah.
No, everyone should be treated with, I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like the treatment. It's so backwards to me.
No, I agree. Like, how can, and this is just the culture and, like, noticing it. Like, Korea takes school bullying accusations so seriously. We were here in 2021 when we saw all of those idol, I don't even know the word. It just blew up with accusations. Everybody was a school bully. Every idol that they could think of was getting accusations left and right. And to take it so seriously, but then to not turn around and give the normal, regular people that aren't celebrities,
like, the same energy
to fix the school bullying problem that you guys take so seriously, but you're not taking it seriously at all.
Mm-mm.
It's crazy.
Something will be done eventually, because you have teachers taking their lives over it.
Yeah,
like, that tells me that the bullying with kids in general was already, like, insane to me, but to the point where it's, like, affecting
the teachers
says a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not only through the school system or the kids, but the parents.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just makes you think, because even with the state of the internet, a lot of things people say, the culture of the internet is just totally different too.
Yeah.
No one understands that there's, like, some type of disconnect when people make comments on the internet where they feel like, let me not speak, but it seems like something is disconnected to where you don't think what you say is going to have an effect on anybody, or, like, what you do that's detrimental for like someone. Like, there's someone on the other side of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff, like, depending on what it is and how people gang up on a person or treat a person at a certain point is wild. The treatment of people is wild. Like, we're all humans, y'all.
Yeah.
Give the hate to the people that like, literally deserve it.
Yes. And also, just, like you said, the state and culture of the internet is different. But it just surprises me that people are willing to cancel. And we've talked about cancel culture before, but I'm always just so amazed that people are willing to cancel someone when humans are always changing. And sometimes we don't have all the facts.
Girl, people hate people when they get too famous.
I know. It's just
and
wild.
Then they're like, oh, she's not funny anymore. She's just mean. I hate everything she does.
I know. You want to hear
that's
what else?
That's a whole other topic. That's
I know. And we have talked
really
about.
Talk about.
We've talked about cancel culture. We've glossed over it a couple
not just,
of times before.
Yeah, not just cancel culture. Just like the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's such I think it's an important thing to talk about nowadays because it has such a chokehold on us.
Yeah.
And it's literally affecting younger generations, like, detrimentally. Because teachers are like, bro. Not even that, but it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff, guys. Please use your critical thinking skills. That's one of the things that has just left a lot of people's brains.
Mm-hmm. So. Agreed. You want to hear what else Korean netizens are upset over?
What else are they mad at?
Chen and his wife recently got married. Again, right? Yeah, that's the sentiment.
It don't matter if he went out down the street, they're going to hate this guy. He's living his life.
Right? So EXO's Chen and his wife recently got married, like officially got married after they've had kids.
What were y'all going to do if he was just like...
Well, that's not it. He used a, quote, EXO fan song at his wedding, and fans were upset about it.
Girl, go outside. I am begging you to go outside. What?
I don't know. Apparently, people thought he was trying to pick fights with the fans because he's getting married.
It's his wedding.
Well, and if it's a fan song, like,
What if it really connects with him and his girl?
Well, like, that's the thing. Like, who cares if it's, quote, a fan song? Because at the end of the day, he's the one who either helped sing it, write it, produce it, mm-hmm. whatever that may be. At its core, it's like one of his songs. So why can't he perform one of his songs?
Y'all wouldn't act like this if it was an R. Kelly song. If it was like, whatever. Y'all just want to be mad at something. And that's weird. This is what y'all got upset at. Like, there's other things in the world where people, like, you need to be mad at them.
Yeah.
There are big things happening that have been happening for years. But okay. Go ahead and be mad over this song.
It was Don't Go wedding. From XOXO. One of their really, really early albums when that Udodong was on.
They're just not going to be happy with whatever he does.
No. Especially because it's EXO and how popular they are. And the fact that he got didn't even get married. Had children without saying anything. Had a girlfriend this whole time and didn't say anything. Like you said, they're just going to be mad regardless. So
there should have never been a thing where you can't date. Like, I get why they didn't do it. Because it's like, oh, it's a distraction. And like, who knows? What if they get pregnant while they're supposed to be an idol and then they can't be an idol anymore because they got to be a parent or something? But just changing this thing into this thing where it's like, you're the fans.
Well, now I don't even think like that's usually the sentiment, but because Chen has like exceeded that somehow, whatever level that is, people have gotten to the point where they just like, they're not even upset that it's, oh, you're mine. Like, you're my idol. You shouldn't do that. It's more of like, they just flat out, like, they're telling him that he should leave the group.
Don't have to pull it up. It doesn't make sense. Well, it's just not going to make.
Because listen to some of the comments. Someone was like, he should just leave the group if he's going to treat fans like this. Others are saying, at this point, it might be best for the fans to stop caring and simply ignore him completely. He's not leaving EXO, and he's not going to listen to the fans. He's just going to live his life. So it's going to keep being painful for the fans and if they keep getting upset over his behavior.
How is it hurting y'all like that? What? He got kids and a wife to feed. So.
And then someone said, I'm starting to think he's trying to pick fights with the fans. I'm not even an EXO-L, and I'm offended.
Girl, log off. Everybody log off. Everybody log off.
At this point, it is more than grass that needs to be touched.
It's like, it's weird. I'm not sure what else to say.
And like, there's no actual, I don't know that there is actual.
This guy is picking a fight.
What I'm trying to get at though is like, there are fan songs, but then there are songs that just like, the members of any K-pop group will say, like, this is a song that connects us to the fans. It's not ever, like, I don't know, just fan-dedicated songs. What is it? Usually they have some of the prettiest lyrics. What does it matter? Like, it's the group that's performing it. It's not like it's your song. Like, you don't have the rights
to
it.
No one was out here like,
EXO has the rights to it.
The fan song. Mm-hmm. And only fans can play this. You're on it. Don't play it at any special gathering. Because it's not for you. It's for the fans. And if you play it, why weren't the fans there? So strange.
But, like, that's, like, that's it, though. Like, this doesn't make sense.
I can't even say I guess. Like, it just doesn't.
The fans aren't, like I said, the fans aren't the ones that have the rights to the song. So what does it matter?
He's not going anywhere. So you got, like, I would. That person almost said, so y'all need to get over it. That's what that one comment said.
Except they sounded offended too.
Yeah, but it's just like.
It was more of like
a. You're basically saying, for you included, like, we got to get over this. Because he's going to be here. So we should just ignore him. Like, that's going to. It hasn't done anything so far, guys. I don't think it's going to do anything. I don't know. Chen, you're fine.
Chen is fine.
You do whatever you want. You stay however long you want. Get this money. Stay with your group. Have fun with your group. Have fun with your company. Just know the real ones know.
Yeah. Just when you think, though, people are finally quieting down about it, it's like, oh, Chen went and did something again that just somehow offended everybody.
No, I think at this point, it's not going to matter what he does. People are going to get mad. That's so They're bad. Just going to have a... It's just something else that they can be mad at. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's that for Chen. I think it's dumb.
I feel like we're just too old. People involved with EXO at this point as a fan base, that's too old to be acting like that.
I agree. Like, how are...
Girl, you ain't got bills to pay. Families to take care of, life decisions to figure out.
Do you not have your own boyfriend by now?
And like... then you just... Well, hey, hold on. Because I've never had one of those. And...
Okay, backtrack.
I don't think. Still. Like, you just, I just don't, you know, everything in the world right now, I know it sucks, but you know the one thing that just really gets under my skin and just makes me so upset and just affects my whole day? Chen in this song.
That he sang at his wedding.
He just really destroyed my entire month, my year. My whole existence. I don't get it.
Oh my gosh.
That's what it's.
No, that's what it sounds like. And I'm still going to say, oh my gosh, because.
There are so many other things where I'm like, yeah, that destroys my year, my month, if I think about it. Like, this is so random. It's kind of off tangent. Did you know that there are microplastics in clouds now?
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know that. So, it's like, the theory...
And everything now.
It's not a theory.
Plastics, food, everything.
So, someone was talking about it, and you remember how all the things that our parents and our great-grandparents and blah, 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 like, great-greats, all the stuff they were using, it was, like, stuff that was literally killing them.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was like, yeah, it's basically, that's us. Like, that's where we are now. Like, they probably knew about it, and there was nothing they could do about it. And it goes to, like, it just makes you think, I don't know.
There are bigger things to worry about than Chen using a certain song at his wedding.
Y'all don't think about that?
Instead of this?
Y'all don't think about, I don't want
global warming?
I don't want our channel to be, like, shadow banned or anything. But there is a war happening. There is a war happening. Y'all don't be thinking about that. Or, like, what's the other one? The Congo? That's been going on for years, too.
Or just global warming in general.
And global warming in general. I could talk. It don't even matter. People don't care about global warming until... No one's going to care until the Earth is, like...
On fire.
Broken in half. On fire. Majority of the countries just underwater. And people are going to finally be like, what can we do?
What can we do to fix this?
That's what drives me up the wall. That's what makes me upset. But y'all go ahead and be mad over
this wedding song.
This wedding song. That's allegedly your song, but okay.
Well, next on the list, we have IVE's Lisso, the youngest member, was allegedly going viral. And I say viral very loosely because, like, I saw it trending for a little bit on Twitter, but I don't know what it was, what kind of rounds it was making on the Korean side of the internet. But she was going viral as being a possible victim of harassment at school because a video was posted that shows Lisso taking a nap between class periods, and her classmates bothered her and woke her up to get a signature, like an autograph signature. And a lot of discussions started to make their rounds after the video dropped, saying that, or just discussing that she'd made a statement on either an interview or one of the shows that IVE does, where she had mentioned that she doesn't really have friends her age, mm-hmm. and she only really has the group members as her friends, but they're all older than her. So she goes to school and she doesn't really have people, like, it's situations. People were really wondering, like, is it just situations like this where they want something from her because she's a celebrity and not that they actually want to be her friend? So,
I mean, that didn't even sound like bullying to me.
Not bullying, harassment.
Oh.
Like, why are you going to wake somebody up from a nap when you're in school, in a school setting, just so you can get an autograph?
So annoying. Homeschool me.
But I think, like, that's one reason that Starship is not homeschooling her, is they want her, she's still...
They want her to experience a regular, like, life still.
As normal as she can of one, yes. Because she's only 16.
Oh, that's annoying. Because then you could be like, no, I don't want to sign anything now. And then people are going to be like, she is such a bitch. Like, she's so rude. Nobody wants to be her friend because she doesn't even give out autographs.
And that is, like, what you were saying is literally what the internet and, like, what I saw on Twitter, what people were saying is, if she doesn't wake up and give them the autographs, then she's mean. She's a mean girl. But on the other hand, if she wakes up and gives them the autographs, then it's like, she's enabling them. Is she being bullied? Like, why are they treating her like this? Like, she can't win in either situation. And she probably, being 16, just wants to be accepted. And since she's not at school all the time because of promotions and her promotion schedule,
that ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
That's like throwing a regular kid in the middle of a school semester. That's hard. And then they're like in and out.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to make connections like that. Like, I can't imagine because of how the culture is over there for school. It's not, you can argue the same treatment over here, but I think it just depends on the school. Because I've made some of my best friends jumped in the middle of the semester. And, like, yeah. People were pretty welcoming and nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, new people, but I can't say the same thing over there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that they're already not judging her because she's an idol and already making assumptions mm-hmm. when they just don't know her?
On the other hand, too, I can't even agree with what you said. Like, we've had people jump in school in the middle of the semester, but my school wasn't as welcoming and friendly. Everybody had found their friend groups already.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like a lot of the really... a lot of time it is a friend group.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't really want to welcome anybody else in unless a teacher, like, stuck them on, like, Velcro and was like, show this person around.
And then even then, that's like painting, that's a bad start for them anyway. Like, it's like not even 50-50 because it's like a situation like you. I'd be terrified to do that. Middle mm-hmm. of the semester? You want me to go somewhere in the middle of the semester? Middle school? Oh my God.
That would have been terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. High school? I don't know. Still, like, I don't know, man. Anything before 7th grade? Don't do it. I don't want it either. Like, kids are mean. So who's to say, like, they make all those assumptions and then they're just... She thinks she's too good for us anyway. I don't want to be her friend. We should get an autograph, though. That'd be pretty cool. Like, that's just, like, the mentality.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, but anyone would have.
And I think that's what a lot of people are, like, wondering. Is just, like, did this person that was recording only want the autograph and not really want to become her friend?
You can't. Yeah, I mean.
Just because a famous person is in the class with them? So
if y'all don't just homeschool these idols and just have everybody in the same grade, like everyone in that company that is the same age, you just have one tutor together, one private session with that teacher, and then they can intermingle that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel for that. 16 is such a emotional age. It's like, yeah, a very like when it's influential age.
It's hard too, because I think, how old is Gaon or Gaul? Why did I say Gaul? She's 21. Yeah, she's Liso's the youngest in the group, so that's got to be hard on her too. Because even as group members, even though she said that the only friends she has are like her group members,
mm-hmm,
they're still like the middle ones are 18, 19, and then it goes into 2021. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
so annoying.
It is. I just feel bad for her because it's like, yeah, that's such a young age to just want friends, but to be used for something because you're famous. And then I can see Starship is trying to do the right thing by sending her to school to give her as normal of a life as possible. But
unfortunately, it just sounds like one of the things you sacrifice when you have to be an idol.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I'm not saying it's fair or it's right. It's something that needs to change. But it's like, well, it's like the same thing where you're like, you're never going to be able to walk into the store the same way again.
True.
Idol now.
Yeah.
Can't just go to your favorite restaurant.
Go to a gas station and get some instant ramen.
Like the moment you go to your favorite restaurant, you're not going to be able to get in there again because it's going to be so packed because everybody knows that you went there.
Yep.
That sucks, man. I hope you end up making some friends somehow.
I hope she does too. And I hope it gets better too. Yeah. Like if that's the situation, I would hope that somebody...
I hope there's good people in that school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's still rough because it's like she's not there all the time.
Yeah, because of the promotions. They're busy.
Like making a friendship is even harder.
Mm-hmm.
And maintaining it.
Like, mm-hmm. Next thing, I feel like this whole list is just netizens being mad about something.
I did hate it.
So actress Han So-hee in September got multiple facial piercings. She got like 2 lip piercings, an eyebrow piercing.
She went all out.
I think that was really it. But yeah, she did. And it received mixed reviews because she's considered,
like, she's so gorgeous.
Well, yeah, and she's considered really pretty, so why would she do that? But when she answered like an Instagram live the questions, she basically was just because like, well, because I wanted to, like, I've never done something like this before, I just wanted to experience it, no other reason. But apparently public opinion became so mixed and so extreme by the time it got to October that she decided to take out all of the piercings. And this kind of goes back to the, like,
I just want to talk about the internet.
You don't own idols. Like, they are not your piece of equipment to own.
There's a lot happening here. Right. All day. Like, the pressure of the internet is insane to me where she did that.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just the fans. Like, it's that extreme.
Yeah.
For people to where she just takes it out because it's better than. I don't know. Who knows what else she saw in those comments? People tell other people to off themselves over the dumbest stuff. So who's to say, like, maybe she even want to get to that point?
Yeah. Ugh. And she is, like, well known enough that it's definitely probably not just fans making comments on the post or...
Oh, she went all out.
The articles. Oh, did you look it up?
Yeah. I'm looking at her pictures. It's just, like... So fascinating to me how culturally different we are. They saw that and they're like, this is not the standard that we want from her. This mm-hmm. is not a standard at all. She looks dangerous.
Dangerous.
Not my Han So-hee. Like, she looks like
she pulls it off so well.
It's like she changed completely with just the pictures. It's kind of cool. It's not even kind of. I think it is really cool.
It's super cool. Imagine if she had these piercings when she was in Jungkook's music video.
Bro, totally. They would be on the same level.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy how she looks. She looks badass with these piercings.
She does. She looks gorgeous, though.
Like she doesn't look bad. No. Just because she's but not it's like, her, standard. She's not presenting, like, the idea standard that people put her in. Like, girl, they were mad the moment you put that piercing below your eye. They're like, enough is enough. This is too much. She looks cool.
She does.
Don't they have the fake piercings that you can put there now?
Like, I think so.
In your lips or whatever?
Oh.
Girl, do that instead if you just... You could have just kept it. But I understand why you did it. So you could try to get the fake ones. The way I would buy a whole bunch of fake piercings the next day and then go on live again. I listened to everyone's comments and I decided to get more. And I also have a neck tattoo. That sucks, man. I bet she has perfect skin where you never would ever tell that she got rid of those piercings.
Well, and that was like one thing too, is people were like, well, what if it scars? And she was just kind of like, we can get rid of the scars. Like,
with the clinics y'all have over there?
Yeah.
Getting rid of the scar.
And with how affordable they are over there in comparison to here, because it's more of a standard over there. Like, that's a non-issue.
I would do that if we had clinics like that over here. We're like, yeah, at least I know I can get all this off my face since I can just go to a clinic every other week for my skin treatment. So it's not your skin. It's not even you.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know what it, like, it just goes back to the idol thing. She might be an actress, but it's still the same mindset of people think they own celebrities.
And she would have got
such a huge thing in Korea for some reason.
She would have got some crazy roles if she kept those
things in. I was ready for her to do something like grungy and gritty as her next role. Dang.
Maybe it still works. Maybe what do you call them? The agencies, like, they see that and you're like, oh, we can bring out that side of Hansa.
Of her. I mean, she acted in the drama My Name, where she was like a killer for a mafia or a mob. So pretty close, but I wanted to see more of that from her.
It sounds like
I was ready. She put those piercings in and I was like,
I think that's...
Have a crush on you.
I'm just really... I just want her to keep them in because what... it's not just you, but I feel like you empower a lot of other women.
Well, and that was one thing when she originally got them. And to answer your question, no, she didn't have them that long. She had them about a month total. Mm-hmm. But one of the things she had mentioned, because she in the summer, I think it was, she trended for tattoos. And those being unconventional and just like showing off her tattoos.
Oh, those are real too? Oh.
I don't know, because I haven't seen them. So I'm wondering if did she get those removed as well? Like, I don't know.
I only saw a piece of it, but it was like she got some tattoos.
But she had mentioned like women should be allowed to express themselves. And I agree with that. Especially in Korea, where their beauty standards are so strict, especially for women, they should be allowed to express themselves. They should be allowed to do what they want. And she made that statement, and she's a very good advocate, and she's a very good role model, I think. So it sucks to see her have decided I'm gonna take all these piercings out.
Man. No, these look fake though.
Some of them look fake. Some of them look real.
Is it real? Ooh, it looks like she got both sleeves. That's crazy if this is real. I'm about to link it to you. I'm so jealous. I want sleeves. I want one sleeve. I don't know if these are fake, though.
It sounds like she did have tattoos before she started acting, now that I'm looking.
Mm-hmm. Like, these look like you could get the fake.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it sounds like she had tattoos before she started acting, her acting career.
The legit one is like one is on her hip. I think. I mean, you get them wherever you want, girl. I just want to know if you have a sleeve or not, because it looks cool. Man. Just annoying. It's so annoying. Being a woman is hard.
I agree.
You should do whatever you want. Jungkook did it. Everybody ate that up. See, that's what makes me mad.
Yeah, is that... And that's why I say she's a good advocate, because women should be allowed to express themselves. Why is it okay that
I mean, she's
male
just...
idols are allowed to do all that.
Yeah,
it's like, hot and it's sexy.
Jungkook like went all out. Like he was ready the moment whatever happened happened.
He and he was allowed to.
Yeah, he was waiting his whole life. Because why would you not eat that up? Like,
but as soon as she does it, it's the opposite reaction. Well, you can mull on that. We'll move on to the next topic.
Whatever. Do what you want. Do what you want.
Rowoon from SF9, who we previously discussed as leaving the group because he is going to focus on his acting career, and we had also previously discussed that one of the reasons that probably led to this decision is because he's overworked and he was having to miss a lot of schedules, recently started trending again and receiving mixed opinions from both international and Korean netizens this time for his reason for leaving the group, which in which he was just honest and said that he wanted to focus more on acting.
I knew it would turn into a problem. That's
so,
what I was
so the thing that we assumed he was leaving SF9 for and knew he was leaving SF9 for, he admitted he wanted to focus more on, and now it's become a problem because people are saying, well, why were you even in the group? You clearly just used the group as a stepping stone to get to the acting career.
Why would you not do that?
I mean, literally, why? Like, so what if he used it as a stepping stone for his acting career? If that was the way he could get into what he actually wanted
exactly.
to do?
Exactly. Like, I don't think y'all think... I don't think... Man, I just don't under... I don't think y'all are thinking about...
What it actually
how
takes.
How hard it was already, like, getting to be an idol was. And if you initially... If your first goal was to become an actor and you would be willing to do anything to get there... Why would you not do that?
Yeah.
And if the company was like, well, let's try you in this group first and see how you do. And then we'll try to do the actor thing more and see where it goes. Would you not do that?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you either become an idol or we're just going to pick this next person. And you're going to have to wait. I don't know.
And like on that
years.
Note, too, it wasn't like he didn't take being in SF9 seriously.
Right.
Being an idol, like they wouldn't have debuted him if... He wasn't taking it seriously, and he clearly right. did take it seriously. And like in our last episode when we spoke about him, we mentioned that it's sad, it's bittersweet that it's Rowoon who is leaving because he feels like such a core part of SF9. Mm-hmm. And it's clear that he built relationship with the members, but at the same time, he's 27 years old. Like
he's not going to lose those relationships either.
No, but he's also 27 years old. He's probably at an age where he wants to do other things now. Not
and
just...
y'all would be calling him too old anyway in the next like 2 years. Like he's too old.
He's too old for K-pop. Get out of here.
Y'all are so weird. I think it would be different if y'all would just put yourselves into someone's shoes before you have an opinion like this. Like,
I agree because it takes networking to even build a career as a normal person.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like you and me. If you just look at it at the fact that he was networking, and that's how he built his career path, this is totally normal.
I can't blame him.
Yeah, this is totally normal.
If that was the case. We're not saying that was the
yeah,
case.
But if that was the case, like, think yeah. of it from a more logical standpoint.
Absolutely. I would
it's not that bad.
Like, and he's then, been wanting this for so long. He's been saying it in our group for so long. And he finally has more of an opportunity to do it. So we're going to let him do it. And the company's letting him do that.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
And that's the thing. And he's still with the same company. So man. Clearly they don't have a problem with it.
Sounds like a blessing to me.
Clearly nobody has a problem with it. Because he's still in the same company. The group members... seem to
I
be fine
like,
with it.
Because what if the company was like, no, you could leave the group if you want to do that.
Well, not only, I feel like if there had been an issue with it, it would have been like, no, leave the group and leave the company. But they were like, no, you can leave the group, but you can stay with the company. We'll still manage your acting gigs.
That's crazy.
People right. are weird. And now people are bashing his acting, saying he's not even that good. And I have been watching his K-dramas since 2019, and he is improving a lot, as has improved a lot. And he is also starring in, like, two different dramas right now. Like,
the
one just
is crazy.
Ended, and he's now in another one that's just starting, like, just airing.
Switch up is crazy.
Switch up is very crazy. I don't understand. As soon as people are upset with something, they just completely 360 change their attitude.
Maybe like, I don't think you all understand how grateful you should be. Because if we just go back to the Stone Age where idols just can't say anything at all ever and have no opinions on the internet or fans, y'all would be thirsting over any type of updates and any type of interactions. Like, just makes me think, but maybe artists just should not say anything at all. Just go where they gotta go and leave people bewildered in wonder.
To assume, to not know.
To just not know, because I feel like if you just don't know anything, that's better than...
Yes and no, because I feel like we talked about it briefly a long time ago, but that's also how Saucing fans started and that culture started, because there was so little access to K-pop idols.
That's true as well. It's like a caveat for both, you know, because then you have instances where people are bullied to the point where they take their lives on the because of the internet. So,
yeah.
Because they've voiced how they really feel.
Yeah.
It just sucks. It does. Do what you want, man.
Well, on the note of...
Hope your acting gets better.
It has been getting better.
Take advantage of it.
Right. I think he's doing great. These people are just mad that he expressed what his true thoughts, his opinion.
He never said anything,
the truth.
They'd still be like, I'm supporting you.
Yeah. But he decided to tell the truth and say what he really wanted to do. And now people are mad.
Oh,
but
you're doing
I'm...
what you want? Mm.
I'm excited. I think his acting has gotten really great, and I'm actually not a fan of historical dramas, but as soon as I finished his drama that just recently like ended, we went on vacation and I fell behind on it. I want to watch his other one just because I'm like,
you want to support.
Well, yeah, and he's gotten really good. Like his facial acting, his expressions, I was super impressed with him. So people are lying. He acts just fine.
Y'all got mad over something somebody wanted to do.
They're achieving their dreams and you got upset about it.
Don't you want to achieve
imagine that
your dreams?
On the note of acting though and receiving backlash, VIX is making a comeback, and I'm sure you probably saw some stuff about this on Twitter in the last like 24 hours. VIX is making a comeback, and their leader N, Cha Hak-yun, I almost said the boys' member's name. Hak-yun is receiving backlash and being literally told to leave the group because he can't participate because he has upcoming scheduling conflicts with this comeback. So for some backstory, though, Hak-yun left Jellyfish Entertainment quite a while ago to focus on acting. He's still part of VIX. Like, that was never a, like, I didn't leave the group. He's still part of VIX. He just decided to leave Jellyfish Entertainment and go to a company that was solely focused on managing actors and actresses. So that way he could focus on that. Jellyfish Entertainment decided to do this comeback, and his company released a statement saying that they tried to work with Jellyfish to make things work, but they couldn't because he's got a lot of projects scheduled. So what that tells me is... Jellyfish kind of was just like, it's these dates. These are the only dates that we're going to choose, and didn't try and work with all of the members that are available to participate in the comeback that are still part of VIX. And just
what can you do?
And we're just kind of like, fuck it. And so then N's company was like, well, we want him to participate. Like, he wants to participate, but it couldn't work out because they'd already signed contracts for TV shows, which though that happens typically years.
But yeah, I'm saying you can't just move around recordings.
Yeah. Whereas an album is a little bit easier to put together in like a few months.
And then you have more flexibility because you're just dealing with those members, but you're dealing with a whole bunch of actors that have a whole bunch of different schedules other than the show that they're all currently recording. Yeah, you can't.
You can't just shift things around. And usually for K-dramas and TV shows, that sort of thing, the production like starts a year or so in advance. Like, you usually get the script like a year in advance. You do like the script readings prior to that. Things are planned out much further ahead in time than an album and putting together an album. But fans, quote fans, are claiming that this is like the second or third time he's done this. He clearly doesn't want to be the leader of VIX anymore. Why is he even considered the leader? He should just leave. They were like being very malicious. I can't even call it bullying. They're just being very malicious towards
him. No one's
And it's just like,
no one is using their critical thinking skills.
Of course.
Put on a shirt. Put on a shirt. Put on a hat. Use your critical thinking skills.
Because if you take easy, a little bit
more time to think about, I don't even think people are aware of it at this point. I just don't think people are aware of a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I get you're upset, and then it's like, I do get like the leader thing. Like, if you're this active to where you're not active in the group, I don't think you should be the leader, just because, I mean, to me, it doesn't make sense. Like, give the leader title to somebody else, because
yeah,
you out doing your own thing.
But I also don't.
But he's trying.
Yeah, and that's where I don't think taking the leader title away from him is correct, because I don't think it's solely his fault. It sounds like Jellyfish Entertainment didn't even try. Like, you know that none of, I don't even think all of the members are all signed to Jellyfish anymore. And so it's like, you know, you have to coordinate. So why did you not try?
Why are you still holding on?
Why did you not try and do your best to coordinate with everyone further ahead, further in advance?
I don't know. Because that, even then, it's like, why are you still holding on to them if you're not even going to work with them?
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know why you would try to have someone still be active in a group when you're not. It doesn't seem like you're trying to work that out.
Yeah.
For real. I would just let them go. I'm like, I don't think you can be part of the group anymore if you're not going to be active like this. And like, we tried so many times, even though they're not trying.
Or just let the group go. Like, let them do their own thing. Because like, Infinite has clearly shown that they can make it work. Like, just let the group go. Let them do what they want. Because I honestly think it falls on Jellyfish Entertainment more that they didn't try. I don't think it's N's fault in this instance.
Oh, no, I never.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, I think it is Jellyfish. So why not just let.
I feel like it's easier to have it all figured out than a production company try to. They can't do that. They literally cannot do that.
Yeah.
Unless they're a Nepo baby and they just got the money to do that. But I don't see it, man.
Craziness. But,
and I'm so sorry that you got to deal with this.
Yeah, it just sucks because, like, it's clearly the company at fault. And unfortunately, because he does have the leader title, it's falling on him. Like, it's his fault, even if it's not. So he has to deal with the backlash, which is a bummer.
Annoying.
It is very annoying. I agree. Last bit of information, which is almost just as annoying.
It's very peculiar.
Taemin.
You must have put it on there because I said something about it.
No, I was going to put it on there anyway. I just didn't update the list until today. And then you said something about it and I was like, perfect. Taemin recently had his comeback with Guilty. Shout out. The song was really good. I really liked it. Music video was cool. But unfortunately, the album itself, like the physical album that you receive, is receiving some controversy for, quote, the over-sexualization and voyeurism of minors. And Taemin, as such, is being called a pedophile, which that is a very big accusation. You don't call somebody that unless you have... like,
when I saw the article, I was like, whoa, I clicked it. I was like, I got to read this because what are you saying? They just threw minors in this photo shoot?
And they didn't.
I was like, is it in the lyrics?
Yeah, like.
He says something about minors in the lyrics?
I don't, like, I have no words. You don't accuse somebody of that.
Don't do that.
Unless you have absolute, like, proof. Oh, that wow. Vix's scheduler for their album comeback matches my hair. Like, spot on matches my hair. Okay, back to Taemin.
I was so concerned when I saw the article where I was like, no, not Taemin.
Yeah.
I was like, he's a pedophile? Man, all y'all gotta do is read the article. What a crazy... I don't get it. That is crazy. The whole thing is crazy. He's not even a minor.
He's not a minor.
He is a grown man.
Yeah, no. And like,
I got flashbacks of the last time that they were trying to bash SM for how they're making Shiny look provocative. I don't know which album that was, but
I know what you're talking about. And that is like, that is what is one thing that's crazy is they've been, they, Shinee has been sexualized as minors earlier on in their career in the industry, but suddenly him like taking control back of the situation and reclaiming himself and doing an album like this that kind of delves into that is getting this kind of backlash for being like, it wasn't.
How old are these people that are saying this? That's what I want to know.
That's what I want to know too, because like, okay, I don't know. I don't know. I like looked at the album and none of it makes me uncomfortable.
Unfortunately,
and so,
it's not going to matter how old they are either, because why are you making this assumption over a grown man?
Well, and based off of an album and the photos in the album too, like that's just a very like you, that's not a term you throw around just
no
to throw around.
Some cute thing you put in an article and
no. Oops. Yeah, no, that's like a serious accusation. And if you're going to say it, you need to have serious proof. And this is not proof that he decided to take the concept of guilty and reclaim some of the things from the past that he had to deal with. Like, that's, I don't know. He's been sexualized. Well, and he's been sexualized since he was about 14 years old. So it's just like, it wasn't a big deal then, but now it's a big deal because he decided to do an album concept on it.
Let's pull out a whole list of young people being over-sexualized.
Even now in the industry.
Exactly.
Like, you guys are choosing the wrong battles. You're not using your critical thinking as like
the wrong person at the wrong time with the wrong group with like everything. Wild. Voyeurism of minors. Where are the minors?
Yeah,
the minors that are looking at this stuff,
and that's what I'm wondering. Like,
who's saying it? It's like, who's saying that?
Did a kid go out and buy the album and realize they made a mistake like that?
And if a you,
how
be
is
a
that?
Parent.
Yeah, and how is that his fault?
Maybe that's... you should be a better parent. And if that is a big thing for you, you make sure your kid is not involved or see that. Like, I don't know.
I don't know either. It's very weird though. Like, it's just, it was, when this broke out, I was at work, but I was trying to read everything, but it's just so wild to me. Like, this is.
I was scared. I really was scared for him. Because I was like, this is, you're lying. I thought exactly what the title said. I was like, where did you get these? You got little boys in here? That's what I thought. But it was just him. It was all about him.
It's all him. And he's 30 years old. Like, where is the minor? Tell me.
I'm sorry
me.
You don't like voyeurism. Everybody has a kink, guys. If it's not your kink, that's okay. Who else was like, what was her name from Blackpink? She did something and people were like, that is so scandalous.
Oh, Lisa, she performed at some sort of French, I think, club or something that's known for...
What is that word?
I'm trying to think of the word.
It's known for... Dang. I know what you're trying to say, and I know the word you're trying to say.
What are those establishments called?
I don't know. Man, this is gonna drive me
cabaret.
Crazy.
Cabaret.
Oh my gosh.
I was like,
yes,
what is
it? Is a cabaret. Yes. She looked good.
She looked amazing, and she was fully clothed. Like, I don't understand what the issue with that is. Is it just because of the notion of what a cabaret is? Like,
she looked good.
She looked really great.
She looked like she was in her element. So
she looked amazing.
People need to look up some of these artists' ages sometime, because I can see where, I don't know. Like, when I first saw Black, I don't know why I thought Blackpink was like in their teens for a minute, but I did, because I never looked up their ages. Like, they're babies. But they're grown people.
They are grown.
They are like Lisa's 26. She's grown. She could have had a bra and some panties on in that cabaret, and I would have been like, that's when I would have really looked up the picture. I mean, her age. And then I would have been like, oh, okay. She's grown, so she can do that. Like, you can't even be grown and have confidence in your body and being able to show that off confidently.
Yeah.
Very strange. Taemin, you do whatever you want.
I agree.
Everybody
do whatever you want.
As long as it's not illegal.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Obviously. But yes. But I don't know. I just, Taemin's really bugs me because it's like he is reclaiming a part of his identity that he was clearly not comfortable with for a very long time. And you should sue for defamation. Idols have talked about that being an issue. Like Hyuna has talked about it quite a bit. And so for people to get upset about like that, the album and the title of the song is called Guilty. If it's making you feel guilty, he's
and like photos
his job correctly.
Yeah, it's always doing what it's gotta do. Don't look at the pictures. Yeah, just don't buy it.
Don't buy the album.
That makes me want to buy it. Sounds spicy. And I haven't watched the video yet. I haven't looked at the stuff. I just, once I read that no minors were involved and it was like him, I was like, well, what are we getting mad about?
I wish I could tell you what we are getting mad about.
Change is so hard for some people. It's just gonna keep happening. I guess countries go through their phases. Because I feel like we went through something like this too. Like it was too shocking for people to
get over
this confident in their bodies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you have, especially when like Meg got bigger, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's when people, oh my God, just ass everywhere. It's just interesting. Interesting to me. Y'all be all right. Everybody has bodies, you know? It's not that scandalous. I don't know either. I'm proud of him for taking control of something that would be traumatic to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And to say he's still sure not too. Like that, but like, you know, some of that stuff really be messing people up.
And yeah.
I can't blame him for it messing him up to that extreme.
Especially as a performer and having to get back on stage and do it all over again, or go back to the same photographer and do it all over again, the same stylist.
He's crazy.
Can't blame it.
Makes me want to fight him.
Mood. That is it though for our K-pop catch up. There was a lot to catch up on since we've been gone for a bit.
The theme here is
K-nuts are mad at everything.
It's not that, it is truly just not that deep. If it has gotten this deep for you with any of this, I implore you to get a job, a 9-to-5. I implore you to have some type of bills.
go make a bill for yourself. Find
or
something
like
that
maybe
you can
have
pay
like
for.
The motivation of helping somebody out financially. You want to be worried about this. Read the news. Watch the news. Watch the news. I feel like it would change how you look at stuff. Look around.
Yeah.
It's not that deep, man. Life is too short. You're going to have heart problems feeling like this. Well, until next time.
Yep, that was it. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, leave us a review if you think we missed anything, because there was quite a bit of stuff to talk about.
Which one of these did you think was the wildest?
Feel free to let us know though if we missed anything. Maybe we can cover it next time. But yeah, what of this list did you think was the wildest?
Which one do you think is the wildest for yourself?
For me? Mm-hmm. I'm between Rowoon and Vix's situation and Chen's situation.
Mine's a tie between Chen and Taemin.
That's fair.
Maybe it's Chen, because that one's like...
Chen is just like...
I think it's Chen's. Well, bro.
Can it choose something else to be upset over, I guess?
There are a lot of things to be mad at, but I just never imagined being mad at a song.
But somebody's song choice at their wedding is not it. Like, that is not it.
Okay, guys. Would you ever react like this if they played a song at the baby shower? I don't know.
Yeah, they'd be even more upset, probably. How
the
dare
baby?
You be? Yeah. They were upset he had babies to begin with.
I mean, it sounds so bad to say, but can't wait for to see what y'all are going to come up with next with Jen. I hope it's nothing else. I'm so tired. But anyway.
Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.